The footy season, very exciting, about to kick off for the AFL tonight. To talk more about it from AFL North Coast, Matt Crawley. Morning, mate.
Morning, Moffy.
Look, this is going to be another big season, and the day has arrived.
It has, absolutely, mate. It's like Christmas for footy fans, start of the season. And my beloved Tigers get underway first up, so that's really, really exciting.
I was going to say, it'd be a bit like an extra Christmas present for you too as well, to be having your boys opening up the season.
Yeah, absolutely. It's always nice to be first cab off the rank, particularly when you've got everyone ready and raring to go. A couple of good signings are playing, so that's exciting. Looking forward to seeing how Lynch goes around and fits into the forward structure. But we've got a really good team in tonight, so we expect to contend again. So I think we'll be winning.
Well, I was going to say you'd have to think that they'd do this pretty easy against Carlton, wouldn't they?
Yeah, you'd like to think so. If people look at last year's one that sort of got away with Collingwood beating us in the prelim, but it'll be interesting to see how the year unfolds. Anything can happen in sport, mate. It's a funny beast.
Exactly. That one, of course, 7:20 tonight at the MCG. Then we look at tomorrow night at the G, and you've got Collingwood taking on Geelong.
Yeah, this should be a cracking game. I mean, Geelong have been in the finals for a number of years in a row, and Collingwood not surprised by making the finals, I suppose, but how deep they went into making the grand final last year. I think Collingwood will win, but it should be a really, really good game.
What about Melbourne and the Power? This is on Saturday.
Look, I expect the Power to improve this year. They had a pretty average year last year. But I think Melbourne, with their great performance last year at the MCG, will win.
And a home game for the Adelaide Crows, you'd think that they would win this one against Hawthorn?
Yeah, I think you're spot on, mate. I think they were the real surprise last year, not performing well at all and not making finals after making the grand final the year before. I think they'll bounce back in a big way this year, and I think that'll start on Saturday with their first win over the Hawks.
Now, the game that we'll have live on Triple M on Saturday night is from Marvel Stadium down there in Melbourne, the Western Bulldogs taking on New South Wales' own Sydney Swans. I'd like to see a Swans win here.
Yeah, I would too, and I think they will win. It should be a pretty close game, though. The Dogs play Marvel Stadium really well, so it should be a good game, but I'll be tipping this once.
How do you reckon the Brisbane Lions are going to go this year? They're taking on the West Coast Eagles. Now, obviously, a fair travel for the Eagles, this one at the Gabba.
Yeah, look, I think they'll be big improvers this year. They actually performed quite well in certain games last year, the Lions, but weren't particularly consistent. I think that might change this year, and I think they'll be knocking on the door of the eight. Not sure they'll make the eight, but they'll be knocking on the door. Look, they could surprise the Eagles. As you say, there's no bigger travel in footy. I'll tip the Eagles, but wouldn't surprise if the Lions got up.
Three games on Sunday to wrap up round one. The first one back at Marvel Stadium, St Kilda taking on the Gold Coast Suns. Gold Coast, really, I don't think they've got a chance, do they?
Well, look, I think they've got a chance of beating the Saints at Marvel Stadium, but they're going to struggle this year. You're right, mate. I mean, they've lost, I think it's three captains in a row they've lost now to two other clubs, and they've had some injuries during the off-season as well. So, look, it will be a struggle for them again this year, I think. But I'll be tipping St Kilda, but they could be competitive in round one. Things like that can happen.
I don't know what it is. I was talking to someone the other day, and I said, the Gold Coast, no matter what code, whether it's, AFL, rugby league, whatever, they never seem to be able to put on a strong side. I don't know what it is.
It is an odd phenomenon, that's for sure.
Giants, they take on Essendon as well on Sunday.
Look, this should be a good game as well. I'll be tipping the Giants, probably more so because they're at home. They play spotless pretty well, and I think that they'll have a good year again. The Bombers will be there or thereabouts, but missing Joe Danaher is going to really hurt them. So I'll be taking the Giants.
Do you reckon this is probably going to be the closest game of the round? You've got the Fremantle Dockers, Optus Stadium over in Perth, taking on North Melbourne.
Well, the odds say that. Moffy, it's certainly got the potential to be the closest game, but it's funny, things can happen over there in Perth. Look, the Kangaroos, it's funny recollection that they might go reasonably well over in Perth, so maybe they'll surprise. But should be a close game. Look, I'll be tipping Freo just because they're at home. But you know, should be a really close game. I agree.
Yeah, nice, mate. Just before we go, obviously we've got, you know, Anzac Day coming up. We've got Easter coming up. But when it comes to local footy, we've got that coming up for a big cracking year of 2019 as well.
Yeah, really looking forward to it, mate. We've got new teams popping up everywhere in the junior competition. So our youth girls competition's expanding really well from 4 teams to 16s. Locally, that means Sawtell Taormina Saints have got a youth girls team for the first time ever, and also the Bellingen Bulldogs, which is fantastic news, both for those clubs and for the competition. The Coffs Breakers are back into the under-15, so that competition's expanding again really nicely, which is fantastic. So plenty of opportunities for kids, boys and girls, to get amongst footy if they want to give it a go. The games are played on Sunday mornings and lunchtime-ish sort of areas. So if kids play another sport on Saturday and want to give footy a go, they can. They just go to play.afl on the website and they can just put on their town and their age, and it'll direct them to the best club for them, which is fantastic. And then the senior competition's up and about as well, mate. So Northern Beaches Blues back into the senior competition with the reserves team this year, which is fantastic. And an extra women's team into the competition with Grafton Tigers and the Northern Beaches Blues sort of having a composite side this year. And all that gets underway first weekend in April, mate.
Must be good for you to see, you know, the growth of AFL on the North Coast.
Yeah, absolutely, mate. It's really exciting. And, you know, Paul and I and a lot of our development staff do a fantastic job in schools and getting around to assist clubs and things like that. So seeing the growth is really rewarding, not only for the clubs and the volunteers that are working in those clubs, but for us also.
Yeah, beautiful stuff. All right, mate. Well, all the best tonight for your Tigers game. Hopefully they'll have a win for you, and we'll chat next week.
Thanks, mate. Look forward to it. Have a good weekend.
Matt Crawley from AFL North Coast joining us this morning. It's the Coffs Coast 106.3 Triple M.